Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Today is the 9th of February 2023 and I hope you are doing very well. Now I have been busy gardening both before and after work this week and I'm getting a lot of enjoyment out of it. 7:30 in the morning I'm able to squeeze about an hour of quiet gardening just before I go to work. And then when I get home about 5 o'clock, it's still light enough to still tackle a few bits, especially some of the noisier tasks, like something as simple as filling a watering can up. I like to fill it up in the evening so that it's ready for the following day. But the trouble with doing this is with the diary section on the podcast, I feel it might become a bit disjointed. So this has inspired me to start looking at making a few changes to the podcast format that I want to talk about in today's episode. Now, diving into the changes or tweaks, shall we say, we're making the podcast format. As you know, my goal is always to bring the best possible content on gardening and growing your own food. And I'm hoping that these changes are just going to help make it a little bit easier. First of all, instead of having the two segments on the main topic, we would go, obviously, the intro, the first gardening diary, the first main subject, the second gardening diary, the second main topic, and then the outro, which included the third diary. What we're going to do is have the intro, the first diary update, which could probably be from the allotment, the main topic, which will hopefully allow us to dive deeper into that subject, get a bit more detail, and hopefully provide even more information to you. Then the second diary update, and then the outro, which is usually where we'll have a recipe and close up, etc., etc. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. Hopefully it's just going to make it a bit more tighter, I feel. I did it on Monday's podcast by accident with the CD Sunday, and I just felt it made things a little bit tidier. So yeah, that's coming up, and I think that's how we're going to move. I'm not going to announce this on the main podcast. I'm just giving you a heads up. Now, I'm also trying to make a few changes to the website. I mean, I'm always trying to add things and make things better, but I'm thinking of adding some more how to grow blog posts. Now, these are blog posts that are intended to for the website in terms of making the SEO and are finding the podcast better. So these blog posts are going to be written for growing certain vegetables. And in fact, I've done one for spring onions already, but I've also added an audio version that can also be listened. Now, as you're supporting members, you only have access to this at the moment. Nobody else is going to have access to the spring onions, and we're going to be doing more over the next few weeks. And I'm not sure if I'm going to release them all or hold some back for the general public have access to some, but most of them are probably going to be behind the paywall, if you like, for supporting members. But I'm also going to try and make it so, and I haven't figured it out, but that you guys have an easier access to the audio versions. But as I say, log into your account on the website, have a look at this blog post and let me know what you think. And you know, we're going to go through a wide range variety of different crops through it and make it a little bit easier. Now, as I said, an example of this is the spring onions, because yesterday I sowed the spring onions from this month's gift pack. Now, I've got to admit, I wasn't happy with the quantity of seeds that they sent. But never mind, I used those seeds. That's due to the variety that we chose. Because it's been such a difficult time, these seemed like the best options of what we could grow. So I went out and I've sown those seeds. Now, I'll just give you a bit of a talk through of how we're doing it. So, now, spring onions are a staple in many kitchens, adding a delicate mild onion flavour to a variety of dishes. They are easy to grow, quick to mature, and can be harvested as needed throughout the growing season. Now, the best location for growing spring onions is a sunny spot with well-drained soil. You can grow them in pots or containers, making them ideal for small gardens or balcony. But if you are planting them in the ground, choose an area with soil that is not too heavy or waterlogged. I've actually sown mine in a pot in the greenhouse because these are quite shallow rooted. They don't need a very deep pot, but they can be grown on your windowsill, your kitchen windowsill if need be, if you are struggling with space or don't have a greenhouse, etc., etc. That being said, they will do okay outside in the ground with a bit of a cloche pot over or something. But to plant spring onions, we've just sown the seeds in the trays, or you can do them directly in the ground in rows. About 2.5 centimetres apart is ideal, which is easier said than done. And then just cover with a very light layer of soil and water well. Seedlings will emerge within a few weeks and can be transplanted into the garden when they are large enough to handle. Once your spring onions are planted, they are easy to take care of. Keep the soil evenly moist and water regularly if the weather is dry. A weekly application of a balanced fertiliser will help to promote healthy growth and prevent the yellowing of leaves. Spring onions are relatively pest-free but can be affected by onion fly, which can cause the yellowing of the leaves and stunted growth. To prevent this, cover the plants with horticultural fleece or fine mesh netting. Now, spring onions are ready in just a few weeks after planting. It will be a bit slow at this time of year, but they will be ready probably by the end of March. And you can start to harvest them when they are sort of 20 to 25 centimetres tall, or wait until the bulbs are fully swollen. If you wait until the bulbs are fully swollen, you just pull them out the ground, cut them, wipe away all the soil, cut the roots off, and there you go. But you can actually just start cutting the greens off and leave them to continue growing. So you can actually end up with quite a few harvests from these one plants. A bit like cut and come again salads. Anyway, once you're harvested, don't forget to sow more. I would recommend successionally sowing these. But in conclusion, growing spring onions in the UK is an easy and rewarding activity that can be enjoyed by gardeners of all levels. With a sunny location, and well-drained soil and regular watering. You can have fresh, delicious spring onions all season long if you so wish. So, yeah, that was a bit of a off the script for the blog post, but you get the idea. We're going to refine it. It's one of these things that I find the more we do, the more we have to try and figure or play around with these things. Anyway. So what do we have next? Now we're coming to the end of tonight's podcast. I want to share with you some tasks that you can tackle this weekend in your allotment or vegetable garden. And first of all, planting peas or broad beans. If the weather is mild and there's no risk of frost forecasted, then now is a great time to plant peas or broad beans. These are both hardy plants and are ideal for growing in the UK and will provide you with some delicious crop in the spring or summer. Simply prepare the soil by digging it over, add some compost or well-rotted manure, and then sow the seeds about 4 centimetres deep and about 10 centimetres apart. Water the seeds in gently and then keep the soil moist but not waterlogged. We could also be pruning fruit trees. If you have fruit trees, now is the time to prune them. This will help to encourage healthy growth and will also ensure that you get a good crop of fruit. Prune your fruit trees while they are still dormant and be sure to cut back any dead, diseased or crossing branches. This will help promote airflow and sunlight, which are both essential for healthy fruit trees. Next, mulch in your beds. Another task you could tackle this weekend is mulch in your beds. This will help suppress weeds, conserve moisture and protect your plants from frost. Simply spread a layer of compost or well-rotted manure over the surface of your beds, being careful not to cover the base of your plants. This will help to improve soil structure and fertility and will also help to keep your beds looking neat and tidy. Finally, cleaning and organising your tools. You can spend some time this weekend cleaning and organising your tools. This will help keep your tools in a good condition and will also make them easier to find when you need them. Simply clean the dirt and debris from your tools, oil any metal parts and install them in a dry place. This will help extend the life of your tools and ensure that they are always ready to use when you need them. Hope that you've found these tasks for your allotment or vegetable garden helpful. We are doing a live show on Sunday and I've got Stuart Jackson, who is a member of our supporters club and also a school garden Forest School Garden teacher, and we're doing a bit of a Q&A with him, which was requested by the audience. Want to do more of these Q&As with other people in the future, but that is the live show, 6 o'clock on Facebook and YouTube. Next Monday, we've got the interview with Charles Dowden, which I'm looking forward to sharing with you, and you'll hear that. I know I've spoken about this a lot with you guys. Anyway, I'm going to call this one a night. We'll be back on Sunday with another live show, and not a live show, a Supporters Club podcast, and I'll be back then. So until then, please take care.